Hey, what's up, Kiki Crew? This is your girl Coco, and I want to welcome you to another episode of Kiki and with Coco. If you are new to the show, let me tell you a little bit about it. It's about life in general with an emphasis on relationships. I have my friends, family, or guests come on the show, and I'm really excited about today's guest. It's my good girlfriend, Shanika. Shanika, you want to go ahead and say what's up?
What's going on, y'all? I'm so excited to be here. I'm a little nervous. Is that normal? Like, hopefully I won't say nothing too crazy.
Nah, I think you'll be good. Some people be nervous, some people don't. But
okay,
like right now, it's just me and you talking. So, you know.
Okay. Yeah, true. You know what I'm saying? But I don't want to say something. You can be like, Shanika, I got to cut that out of the whole podcast. Like, we going to have to edit that whole part out. Hey, dang. I knew I took it too far.
So every episode, we start off with the drink of Coco, and it's provided by the guest or recommended by the guest. And Shanika wanted to do a strawberry mojito. So I like mojitos. It was actually one of the first alcoholic beverages I had in a club setting. So, I like mojitos.
Okay.
It was a good introductory drink.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Exactly. I love. Do you get? I'm trying to think. I usually get mine with sugar. I'm trying to think. You can get it with salt as well.
With sugar.
Okay.
Like yeah, I get my margaritas with sugar on the rim too.
Same. It's a very nice, elegant drink to me. I don't drink all that crazy stuff. I used to. It's crazy that you remember your first drink. I think the first drink I had in the club might have been a Long Island. Like, that's probably the worst type of drink to have, like, out the gate. But I think it was Long Island for me.
That drink specifically, I probably was like, I had to be like 19. And I don't know why, but somehow we ended up at the W Hotel. And, you know, they had like a lounge club type thing going on up in there. And somehow we got the bouncers to let us up in there. So, you know, we trying to be grown. And
right.
They like, what you want? I'm like, surprise me, because I didn't know what to say.
Be like that.
He gave me that mojito and I was like, I like this. And then when I turned 21, I had a Mai Tai.
I don't think I've ever had that. I know it's like a popular or well-known drink. How did you like that?
Thinking back, like at the time, it was good then, but I could never drink that now. Like that's too sweet.
Okay. Yeah.
That's like the staple. In Hawaii, so.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not really big on, like, the super, I don't know, like, the mojitos or the margaritas, like, those work for me, but, like, I know one of the first drinks that I was really, like, taken aback was the Bahama Mamas.
Mm-hmm.
Those are just, my stomach is like, what in the world are you putting in me? Like, it upsets my stomach so bad. So Bahama Mamas and the like the sweet crowns, like I know like everybody's like loves the crown apple, like that's a big thing. In my stomach will not accept it. I can't do it. Just regular crown for me. I can do crown and coke, but that super sweet alcohol.
Now I do like me I don't discriminate. I drink all the crowns.
Okay.
But I feel like, because I do drink sweet drinks, but as I've gotten older, I have kind of like slowed down on drinking stuff. And then I'm more cognizant of how sugar make you gain weight.
Hello.
So that's why I be drinking them gin and tonics now.
That part. Hello. Listen, I need to get on that too then, because all of the above, everything you said, I just cannot shake this weight for the life of me. Like, sometimes I'm doing good, but it really is a lifestyle, you know? So it's an adjustment. It's tough. It's doable. You can do it. You just got to be committed. So,
yes. Like, I've been in the gym lately. I really do got to unbig this back, you know, because come my birthday month, I'm going to need to be my weight's going to need to be a certain.
Okay. So when's your birthday?
November.
Okay, so we got a little bit of time. What are you doing for your birthday?
Girl, I ain't even thought that far in advance.
Okay, it'd be like that. It'd be like that. I
Oh,
get it.
I'm just trying to get to tomorrow.
Don't even get me started, honey. Don't even get me
Yes.
started.
Like I said, I like the mojito, and I think it's nice when you can add different flavors to it to change it up a bit. So a strawberry mojito is definitely, I would say, a must. So if y'all out in the streets, because y'all can get them everywhere. If you out in the streets, try it out. If you want to make it at home, make it at home and let me know how you like it. So hashtag drink with Coco at Keekin with Coco. So I know y'all out here trying these drinks. So now that we got the drink going, let's go ahead and get into the word on the street. So first off, we know Uber and them, during certain times of the day, peak hours, they may charge you a little bit, upcharge you a little bit based on the time, traffic, all of that. So Wendy's, the fast food restaurant Wendy's, is going about the same thing, incorporating price fluctuations based on the time of day. So I guess when it's busy hours or slow or whatever, the price may change. You're not gonna be able to go in and your number one be $7.99. It's gonna be, it could be $8.50 come 5 o'clock in the afternoon. You know what I'm saying? So who knows what that looks like? But to me, that just sound like business might not be doing too well if you're trying to increase, like fluctuate your prices. But I just never thought of a food restaurant doing something like that.
Listen, when I read the article, because they were actually talking about it at work as well this week. From my understanding, I guess they're getting ready to like make some investments in the digital world, getting some like the screens and stuff. I think McDonald's has a few of the McDonald's have it in there. I don't think it's a good look. I don't think it's a good look. And I'm hoping that people take a stand against it because these big corporations, they are getting away with, girl, this is, I don't know if this is the direction that you wanted to go with this, but I'm just thinking about, listen, I'm just thinking about how everything is going up. I don't know about you, but on my end, almost every last one of my bills have gone up. Over the past, like it wasn't like all at the same time, but it was over a few months. Like my car insurance went up, my power bill went up, my water bill went up, the streaming things went up. I gladly cut them off because I don't even really be here watching that stuff. You know, if something comes up, you know, I might resubscribe, but everything is going up. But guess what's not going up?
What?
That paycheck. Paycheck is not going up. And I can't get with it. Wendy's, I like Wendy's. It's okay. You know, it's not like my go-to, but you know, I will go there.
I
And
feel
to hear.
like whenever I eat Wendy's, I'd be so heavy afterwards.
What do you get from there?
I get like a Junior Baconator or something like that.
I usually get their chicken nuggets and I love their strawberry lemonade. That
Yeah.
lemonade, listen, it'd be
I like when
bussin'.
they had those different teas and stuff, like the
Oh yeah. Yeah. Exactly. But that right there, like them doing this, I'm praying for their downfall. Like I hate this because I feel like if it works out for them, I feel like everybody else is gonna follow suit. I do.
For sure.
And no.
Yeah, I think so. Over here,
I don't agree with it.
Over here, the cost of living isn't that expensive, but prices are going up. Because I know, like, where I live, like a lot of people complain about the prices going up, and in my mind, I just be like, we helping the economy, so it is what it is, like. I can go to Starbucks and buy five coffees and spend like maybe $25, $30 for five coffees. And in the States, you buy five coffees, it's gonna be more than that.
I was about to say easily in $50, $50 plus, easily coffee.
Coffee. Like I don't complain about the prices, but
Yeah.
people be complaining. I'd be like, bruh, it's cheaper than
Child.
what I'd be paying in the States, so why do it matter?
Exactly.
But you know,
Man.
people who are money cautious, conscious, yeah, conscious, they will.
Yeah. You confusing me. I'm like, I think it's conscious. Yeah. Don't get me started.
They're the ones that's probably like really watching it. Like, do I have a budget or do I monitor my money? Yes. But like
Yeah.
when prices go up, I just be like, it's the name of the game. But like you said, in the States, like it's a different ball game because
Yeah.
insurance could have went from 150 to 175, and it's just
Yep.
like it's not much, but it's just like what happened here?
Right. Exactly. So it's just because at first I with my water bill went up $15,
Because how
and
much
I was
would
like,
a bill normally be?
well, it used to be, oh, how much was my water bill? It used to be $50. I think it was
Yeah.
like 45,
Like mine
but
would be like $41 to $50. Yeah.
right. So I would just put 50. I had a set $50 rate going towards it. And
Yeah.
then so I really didn't pay it no mind. But one day I was like, let me just look at my bill. And I was like behind like $30. And I was like, what's that about? You know what I'm saying? So I went back and looked and pulled my thing. They went up about $15, give or take.
Because
So
I remember I was telling myself, because my first summer in my house, I was not watering my grass. So I said, next year, I'm going to be a better homeowner. I'm going to be watering my grass, whatever. And then my coworker told me his water bill would be like $200, $300. I'm like, and what? I was like, oh no. I said, if it don't rain, that grass ain't going to get no water because
that part.
I said, because my water bill be like $40, and I want it to stay that
I'm telling you, yeah, no, thank you. No, thank you. But yeah, it's definitely gone up. So, and it's just cost of living is just going up. Like even with the car insurance thing, like they're just, I can't even remember what they said. It just pretty much went up for everybody. I was just like, this is ridiculous. So after, once you look at it, it's like my bills across the board have gone up $100, $150 easy,
Yeah.
so it's just like,
And
dang,
it's sad because
everything is going up.
like you said, like people's paychecks ain't going up. And why
That
when
part.
he's talking about some, oh, we surge pricing or whatever. I hope y'all surge pricing y'all workers.
That part.
Increase
Exactly.
their pay while y'all increasing y'all income.
Don't get me started, girl. Don't get me started on this stuff. So it's crazy. It's crazy. Just stuck in survival mode for a lot of people, and I do okay, but I do also think about like if I didn't have the career that I have, like what would I be doing, some people are not, in a position that people like us are, so it's challenging for a lot of, middle class, lower class for sure, and us middle class. Again, like I'm not sure if this is the direction that you wanted to go into, but I do read a lot about, the economy and how they say like the middle class is going to go away. Like over the next 10 years, it's only going to be upper class and lower class. That's it. And I'm like literally watching it happen. So this whole Wendy's thing, I don't know what direction that's going on, but I'm praying on it though.
And you
I like Wendy's.
might, huh?
I was saying, and I like Wendy's. No shade of Wendy.
Oh, yeah.
She's a childhood staple, but yeah, like I'm an adult now, and it's like you looking around and trying to handle business and take care of stuff. It's like I just feel like I'm constantly playing catch up. Like, what's going on?
Speaking of Wendy's being a childhood staple, that made me think this time, my mama. It used to be a Wendy's like a block away from my house. And so what she told me to go to Wendy's and get us some Wendy's. So on the way back, I ate her fries.
Krista.
My mama called it to Wendy's and went off. But then
Would you?
to go get the fries.
Why did you do that? Why?
I don't even know. I don't even know. Like I ain't getting no Wendy's, but I wanted some fries. And I ate them fries and they was so, I thought it was only like a couple of fries, but I guess I had ate more than a couple because they was halfway gone.
Right. For your mom to have to call back up there, it must have been something serious, like for
I
real.
back up there. I was like, I paid too much money for y'all to skin me on my fries.
Oh my goodness. Did you ever say anything? Have you ever admitted to your mom?
If she listens
Well,
to
you can tell her now.
this episode, she gonna know.
Yes, mama, come on in and hear your daughter, your baby confessing. Oh my goodness. Yeah, there are definitely some things that we have done in our childhood. I
Yes.
can't think of that, but I'm sure there's something I could think of later on. Like, dang, yeah, I did do that and get away with it. I probably could tell my mom now, but back then,
Oh yeah.
child.
I wouldn't say that
Okay.
in the back then. But yeah, like even just the cost of living is genuinely generally going up.
Yeah.
I remember when I was in high school, I had a Grand Prix, and Grand Prix wasn't no little cars.
Right. What you doing with a
I told my mom I want a Grand Prix, and that's what I got.
Chat.
But I feel like it only cost me like $20 to fill my tank up. I got a Ford Focus right now, and it cost me $42.
My goodness.
I'm like, how am I filling up a whole Grand Prix for 20? That's costing me $40, like
That's
double
crazy.
the price.
That's crazy. Yeah, honey. I wish I could speak a little more on the whole like difference of between from like 20 years ago to now. But I know like I had a three, well, I didn't have, but myself and some roommates back before I back after I graduated high school. We got a 3-bedroom apartment for $600. So I should go and see like how much is running now. But yeah, that was 20 years ago. And we were living large back then, to have our own 3-bedroom apartment.
Girl, yeah, fresh out of high school, because baby, I'm still living at home with my mama. I didn't have no job to afford no place to live.
Listen, exactly. Listen, girl, as soon as I graduated high school, I was like, I need some freedom because my mom was a little strict on me. So I was like, I just kind of want to live my life. So yeah, I moved out as soon as I graduated because as far as I was concerned, I was grown, so little did I know. But yeah, got me some roommates that I work with. And yep, we got out of a place together and we lived at that place for about 2 years.
Oh wow. Because like my first apartment, I only paid like $525 a month for my first apartment. Yeah. A one bedroom, and it was just a one bedroom apartment, but it came with washer and dryer in the apartment,
Oh,
like
nice.
because and I got spoiled because after that apartment, I moved into one that didn't have a washer and dryer. And after that, I said never again. Never again.
Hello.
But
Hello.
yeah, a one bedroom apartment now, you gonna pay like $1,000 for a one bedroom.
Plus, depending on where you are, like, yeah, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Like, I was like, my daughter's never gonna leave the house. She's never gonna leave the house because it's so expensive. It's so expensive. Yeah, these kids cannot do like what we did 20 years ago. Ridiculous. So,
Crazy to think like I was still at home 20 years ago, but just a few years later I was on my own, and it just don't even compare.
Exactly.
It's crazy for sure.
Exactly. We have been bamboozled.
Yes, inflation.
Girl.
Ugh, I hate it. Ugh, inflation. Like even now, when I think about what my paycheck used to be when I came into, start working where I work, and it's just like My check was really $500 something dollars
Oh man.
every first and the 15th. Like I
Ooh.
was poor. Like my W-2 that year, I barely made 20,000. I didn't make
Yeah.
12,000.
Yeah.
But barely. I didn't. I only made like 18,000 that year.
Dang. Okay, so it was a little different for me because I was overseas, but still, man, you're gonna make me go digging. I gotta do some research to see, like, but I didn't feel it then. Like, I didn't feel like.
Because we didn't have many bills at the time, you
True.
know.
That's true.
So it wasn't like
That's
money was just going towards bill because you ain't have
true. Exactly true. Exactly. Yeah, things changed. So
because
much has
being
changed.
overseas, like, did you even have a cell phone?
I did. We not initially, but we did. We started to get on the cell phone train. Did you remember the Razr, the
Yeah,
Motorola
yeah.
Razr? That was kind of the beginning of it. And I kind of sort of had one before I went overseas, but it was like a pay-as-you-go Nokia type
Yeah,
deal.
yeah. I had me one of them
So
Nokias.
yeah. So yeah, so I'm, well, man, when did the phone bills start to get real for me? I think in 2006,
Yeah,
seven.
I started out. No, I had T-Mobile when I got my first cell phone. But then when I moved to Arkansas, T-Mobile didn't work well out there.
Okay.
I ended up getting, mind you, my check was 500 something dollars. I ended
Shoot.
up getting expensive ass Verizon and was paying $150 a month.
Girl.
And then, girl, I used to switch phone companies like underwear back then because
Baby. Baby, the way I'm about to get a jitterbug after this, because I'm sick of rising.
surprisingly, when I got back to the States from England, I was like, oh no, I can't afford Verizon. I'm like, I'm paying 170 some dollars a month for an old ass
Girl, girl,
iPhone 10. I was like, oh no. I said, I
yeah,
go. I switched to T-Mobile for $75 a month.
that listen, I you know what, you about to sell me, do you get a referral? Because I want to say I think about it at least two or three times a month of how I think I'm about to cut my cell phone off. Like, I'm just overpaying people. I think I pay $125 for Verizon. I'm over it. I'm over
Yeah,
it.
Verizon is expensive. Great service, but they just too expensive.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. I cannot complain about their service, but like, just give me some Wi-Fi.
And if your phone been working just fine overseas,
See.
I
See,
pay my little $75 a month.
listen.
And if I want to be froggy and get me a little international plan for the month, it's just an extra $50. Girl, with Verizon, I went to Hong Kong one time. I was only there for like maybe 4 or 5 days. My phone bill was like $300.
Why?
I got back. I was like, and what?
Absolutely.
I was
Yeah,
like,
that would have been like, you know what? Just go and turn it off. This will be the
oh.
last coin that y'all get from me. Cause baby, I'm over it. I'm over it. I just said today, I was talking to a coworker. I was like, I'm thinking about cutting my phone off. Like, just get me a little $15 pay as you go. And just like, let me just sit tight for a little bit. Okay. Let me just
It's
sit
too
tight.
much. It's
It's
too
too much.
like life is just too much.
Life be life, Ben. Listen. Now that's the real conversation right there. Life be life and
Yes, but you know, I think we hit enough on the inflation. You know, we
okay.
started out about Wendy's and went down the rabbit hole.
That part. That part. Okay. So what's next?
We're gonna go ahead and get to this next topic. So this lady on Instagram, she done got on Instagram. You know, everybody wanna post about how they got this soft life, how they man do X, Y, and Z. But basically, she posted about how, you know, people will see her with her kid. And or women, I'll say women see her with her kid and they be like, well, you know how us mothers do, you know, they interact with her from a struggle point of view, like we got it hard out here, ain't nobody gonna do it for us. And she was kind of like, you know, I just sit in silence, you know, I don't say much, and I don't see nothing wrong with her approach, you know, with her being like, you know, she don't say much because she can't identify with that struggle. You know, but then I think where I differ in what she said was that, you know, you got to be careful who you choose to have a child with. And you're right. You got to be careful about who you lay down and make children with. But basically she was saying like her husband, you know, pay all their bills. She a stay-at-home mom. She got a nanny or she got help and you know, she go get massages and all these things, like just living a soft life, and it's nothing wrong with that. But I guess honestly, I just don't understand why she got felt the need to get on the internet to say that.
I agree. I agree.
Like,
I agree. So when I watched it, I feel very much similar to what you're saying. I get it. I get what she, like you said, like what was the point? Like, what is your message, I guess, was my reaction to it. Like, okay. Like, and she's blessed, and I'm not mad at her, but it's just like, okay, what's your point? Oh, we have to be mindful of those are just not your people. So these conversations that are had on the internet, on Beyonce's internet, apparently, there's what, how many people in the world? 8 billion people. Everybody's going to have different lives in different situations. It's not as black and white. People are going to be different, and you just have to find the people that align with you. That plain and simple. I don't think there was anything necessarily wrong with the life that she has or anything wrong with the life that these other women have. Y'all just don't align, and that's okay. You know, we all have our choices and our decisions to make. But as far as her rant, I guess it's just like, I hear you, but I don't know how receptive you expect for people to be to that, you know, because people are out here having a hard time with their life. And some people just made bad decisions and we're navigating through it the best we can, you
yeah.
know. It just is what it is. So it's just like, okay, you're living your soft life, go find your soft life, other stay-at-home moms, and y'all rock out. Like, it's cool. Don't bring
But
that
I'm
over
sure
here.
there are some in your neighborhood, sweetheart.
Exactly. So it's like I hear her, but
I guess like for me, like I'm an avid social media type person. I scroll and see all the things. And it's so many people that want to give their perspective on how you should be living or what you should accept from people, or it's almost like I'm doing better than you. Like people are just bragging about the lifestyle that they live, and I don't know if they're using this as like an encouragement tactic for folks, but it sets unrealistic ideas or wants or needs. It's not necessarily needs, they're wants. You know what I'm saying? You saying like, oh, I want my man to be doing XYZ for me, or you know, it just sets unrealistic expectations to me when people get on social media and they go on these rants about how they chose to do the right thing and now they benefiting from it or whatever the case may be. And so for me, like I said, I just don't understand what was her point. And then the same with all these other people that get on social media to do that. Like, what is your point? And I love social media, but I do feel like it gave people an outlet that didn't necessarily need it. Like, somebody had posted, like, remember back in the day when They had the slow kids in one class, and everybody like the smart kids, and you had your regular kids. Like we lived in a segregated ecosystem, and now social media just got everybody in the same place, and that ain't how it's supposed to be. Like that's what it's given.
Yeah, that's so real. That is so real. Social media has really given us, like you said, like people stages who have given people access in a stage that really don't quite deserve, in my opinion. Everybody doesn't deserve to be on stage or deserves to have an audience. Like I a lot of times have to take breaks from social media because it's so much. And I think that we are not meant to consume so much. But unfortunately, that's a rabbit hole within itself. And I'm guilty of it. I will go, listen, baby, this whole situation with P. Diddy, I have been down three or four rabbit holes. I'm like, you know what? Let me get ready for bed. Like, I gotta go to work in the morning.
When it comes to this P. Diddy situation, I'll read the things that I see on social media, but I refuse to go looking for anything else.
Okay,
Because
good.
like when I realize it's a lot to a story, like I just be like, I mentally cannot keep up with it. Like people be like, oh, you should talk about this. And sometimes I just be like, I would like to, but I can't because it's just too much to the story. Saying like all these people coming out of nowhere, underage girls, people talking about he was trying to groom them, inviting them places, and I'm just like,
Girl, it is so much. It's ridiculous. It's hard to keep up. Were you tracking on the Risa Tisa situation on
right.
TikTok?
I talked about that on the last episode.
Okay. Did you watch all 50 of her?
It's a surprise that I did because I started not to because I was just like, I ain't got time for this shit. But I started listening to it at work and then I got caught up and then
Okay.
I had to finish because I was like, I just need
Gotcha.
to know how this ends.
Yeah. Gotcha. How does it end, by the way? Does it end?
Well, as of late, no, because
Okay.
oh boy, Legion. The ex-husband done got on the internet talking about she lying and he gonna file a case against her for defamation, whatever. And when they say a hit dog gonna holler, he gonna holler because not
That
one
part.
time did she ever mention that man's name. She said,
That part.
I'm going to call him Legion. And that's what she called him the entire series. Anytime she talked about his family, she was just like, we'll call this person this. Like unless she had permission to speak on the person, she did not call them by their name. So it's
Okay.
just like you could have not said nothing talking about his job. It's interfering with his job. How would they know?
Yeah, true,
She never said
true.
your name. So you coming out into the public to say what you're saying is like for why? So no, it's not over. But
Okay.
they did get divorced. They did part ways.
Okay.
They no longer married, but she wanted to share her story of how she was traumatized by a not a compulsive, but I forget what kind of liar it is, but
Pathological.
yeah, a pathological liar that and it really just make you look at dating from a different viewpoint. Like it's scary out here.
I gave up a long time ago. Listen, at this point, my man is gonna have to come and knock my door down. Baby, it is ghetto out here. I just I just
It's
no.
real ghetto. And I know we date within our socioeconomic environment or whatever. But I ain't gonna lie, I want out. I want out
Yeah.
of this socioeconomic.
That part. That part. That part.
I
I
don't.
seriously, I do know I'm gonna have to move. I'm gonna have to get to a bigger city, but even the closest city that I'm close to, there's other things that you have to be concerned about as well. Different lifestyles, which is completely fine, but it's just like, do I want to navigate that? Do I want to have to like put myself out there and deal with that? You know, because I've had my incident of finding out somebody wasn't who they said they were. So that was like, granted, it was nothing too serious, but dude, like, what are you doing? Like, do you over there? You know what I'm saying? Like,
Yeah, that's scary too. Personally, I have not been in a situation as such, but you never really know. You never really know because what man is really gonna say, like, that don't identify as a bisexual man, I guess you could say. Like, who is gonna actually come out and say, yeah, I've been with a man before? So you never really know, but it's definitely a scary, like dating in, it's just a scary place. You got colitis, you got the men that like men, you got disease, it's the brokies, you got
Well, you hit a nerve right there. You hit a nerve. Hit a nerve right there. But go ahead. But you're right. You hitting it. You hitting the nail on the head right now, because baby.
It's so many things you have to think about, and I'm closer. I feel like my socioeconomic dating pool is not even in the middle class, and I'm middle class. I'm middle class,
I agree.
and they're on
I
the lower class.
agree.
Where,
I agree.
and the thing is, the middle class men, they call themselves too busy trying to make it to be concerned with dating, and then talking about my stock don't go down because I get older.
Listen, child, have it. I will say this. I will say this. I have done like some research on how to get out there. You know, I struggle with it, but networking and actually going to particular locations
Right. I've heard
and
that.
business conferences, I will say, has yielded some potentials. Just the challenge for me is like, you know, we're so far away. I don't know how you feel about long distance. Or maybe I do.
As long
I
as they
do.
got money
But
to afford
me,
the long
I'm
distance.
not trying to. There you go. Okay, get there. I wasn't gonna say there. But
Yep.
yeah, like you, bare minimum, you need to have your things together. Like bare minimum. Because if you come to me talking about you need to borrow $100, and we've been talking for 2 weeks.
Baby, lose my number.
I was just about to say, just delete my number at your phone, because this is it. This is it, Michael Jackson style. Because what we're not about to do, $100, sir, who was your person before you and I met 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Who was your person? Because that's who you need to go to. And you should have just faked the funk for the next couple of months.
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna tell you, like any person coming into my life asking to borrow money, the only person that could come to my life, any man, is Jada's father. And even that comes with a contract, because you're gonna run me my money. Okay. But he's the only man
Yeah.
outside of like my brothers, but you know, they're good. But man-wise, no, you cannot come into my life thinking you about to borrow $100. What you got going on? Dating should not be, you know, your priorities are out of whack. You out here call yourself trying to date.
I think what it is that courting is not a thing. Men don't know how to court because the culture is it's been set to be okay to be sleeping with folks on the first night and to just be having situationships. Nobody wants to put a title on it. So when it comes down to it, people don't even know how to date for real, for real.
True.
That's what it comes down to. We
True.
don't know how to date, and I am in that pool of people who don't know how to date. I know what I want, but how do I get there is the question.
You know what? I will say something that, and I'm guilty of this as well, having options. When we date, we tend to date one at a time and focus on just that one person. But when we actually date, like, no, you need to see four or five guys at once. I don't know who got time for all that, but okay, you make time for the things you want. But that's the thing. Us is when we tend to like get hooked onto one guy and we just full speed ahead. That's something that I can agree on from my experience.
And you know what?
But
I actually have seen this firsthand. A woman dating multiple guys, then they know that there are others in the picture and they eat that shit up. They eat it up. They like, when is it my time? I be your side. Like, and I'm just like, is that what I
that's not how that works. Or that's not how it's supposed to work.
Well, they loving it, child. They is
See,
loving each.
and that's another thing. Like, so yeah, it whoo child is definitely something that you have to learn how to navigate. You have to have a strategy. You have to have a strategy. I hate to even say that,
Yes.
but you have to strategize. You gotta know what you want and
To protect yourself.
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And just I guess have boundaries and just take it from there. It's so many different ways. Do you know the coach, the feminine coach, April Mason? Okay.
You've mentioned her to me before.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, I like her. I like her. She goes live on TikTok sometimes. Is I'm a little beyond the conversations that she's having with those people because those people are still, their mindsets are different. They're very much which, well, maybe I need to ask you they're like, if a man ain't gonna take care of me, like it's really like it's a little ghetto sometimes, if I can even say that, but
So I will say, we are now segueing into the hot cup of cocoa. And in this
okay.
hot cup of cocoa, we are talking about building your feminine energy. And I think a part of preparing yourself to date, to be able to strategize, to be able to change your mindset about what dating looks like. I think part of our journeys should be to get in contact or get in tune with our own feminine energies because we've had to operate from a place of masculinity for so long. And so, for me personally, like, of course, I've been on my spiritual journey. And I also need to work on my feminine energy, but I've definitely synergized myself around more feminine energy versus the want to be around masculine energy all the time. Because there was a point where I was just like, I just enjoy being around men better. It's no cattiness. Like, I get the ability to get the man's perspective. And even men have told me, like, you move like a dude sometimes. You know what I'm saying? And so I've tried to align myself more with feminine energy, like learning the ways of women versus learning the ways of men. And so you bring up April Mays, is it?
Mason.
Mason. So just
Yep.
kind of tell us like what does she do?
Oh my goodness. Hopefully I do her justice, but I can't even remember how I want to say a friend introduced her YouTubes to me, but she is so tapped in to her feminine energy and she coaches women on how to tap into their feminine energy. And I love how she teaches about, it's not about you focusing on a man. It's really you focusing on yourself. Like you said, like tapping into that spiritual side of yourself and understanding who you are and loving on yourself, like the same love that you want to give to a man. No, you need to focus in on yourself. And it's definitely a mindset for sure. You know, a lot of people's, you know, when she asks people about, you know, what it, does it mean to be feminine, you know, or what is it for self-care? What does it mean to do self-care? And a lot of people say, oh, go get a pedicure or, you know, a massage or whatnot. And she's like, no, that's maintenance. So hopefully I'm saying that right. But she talks about the spiritual side. What it actually is that spiritual side and understanding who you are as a woman, you know, and cultivating that. And I love how she talks about what attracts a man to you versus you chasing a man, you know, and it's you being in touch with your feminine side. So it takes work. It is a journey. It is about really understanding who you are as a woman and understanding your power as well.
Mm-hmm. So what made you want to put focus towards honing in on your feminine energy?
Oh, man. I'm tired. No. Baby, I am tired out here in these streets. But honestly, I really can't remember the exact moment where, I don't know, it just clicked. I was like, it makes sense. It makes sense. And it's been brought to my attention. I actually just had a spiritual reading done on me recently, that I am hyper independent. Mm-hmm. And it is interfering with what is in alignment for me, because I'm so focused on doing everything myself. And we operate ultimately, that's operating in your masculine, right? Mm-hmm. Because you're just providing for everybody, you know, you're go, 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 go. And you're never like receiving. Cause even now, like it can be a challenge for me to ask for help. And I've also learned that that comes from trauma, childhood trauma. So that's a whole nother conversation within itself. But because of the things that I witnessed when I was younger, you know, it subconsciously, it caused me to have distrust in men or distrust in my partner or anybody that you would think is your life partner. So it definitely... Now it's like, okay, do I want to live like this for the rest of my life? I don't. So I really have to make some changes and do some deep dives in understanding who I am and why I do certain things and changing that, you know? So yeah, all of that, all the things. And it's a spiritual journey. It really is. It really is. And I feel good about understanding myself better about why I do certain things and how do you make those changes? So
I will say the moment that made me realize I needed to change some things or do some introspective work or work on my spiritual relationship with God or just want to be in my feminine energy, like build my feminine energy up. It was literally like, because people always tell me like, you too straightforward. Like even people at work be like, you too direct. And I'm just like, look, I have been burned by not being direct. And so I'm afraid not to be direct. Like, I need you to know what I'm saying and that I mean what I say and I'm saying what I mean. Because I don't need you to misinterpret. I need you to know what I'm saying.
Right. But,
pretty much, I had met this guy and he was like we didn't meet, like I didn't feel, I mean, at the time of day that I met him, I had to know that he was trying to approach me. Mm-hmm. And his approach was to ask me like where I worked. And so I told him where I worked and he's like, oh, I hate telling people where I work because they automatically be like, I got questions or I need your help. And that's exactly what he did. He was like, I need your help. And it when I'm it, when we started talking, it had to be like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Like we were finished with the club type deal, and I was like, "Not at this time of night. You don't need my help." He was like, "No, I really do. I really do." So he told me his situation, and I was like, "Well, hit me up on Monday at when we get into work or whatever, and I'll look into your situation." And so I literally had to like do a deep dive into his records and just see what was wrong. And, I figured it out. And he was like, no one's ever helped me like this before. He's like, I want to take you to dinner. Or he was like, I know my schedule is pretty busy, so I can order us dinner. He was like, 'cause I don't really have time to cook, but I can order us dinner, and you can come by. And I was like, okay, cool. So came over. I'm like, literally, when I meet men, or even when we're in alone type situations, I don't fresh out the gate be like, oh, he trying to get at me. Like, I'm just here because he offered me dinner. You know what I'm saying? So we had dinner, we're talking, I'm sitting on one end of the couch, he's sitting on the other. Slowly but surely, he inching his way to me. And then, of course, he getting touchy or whatever. He getting handsy, and I'm like, oh, okay, getting handsy, cool, little kissing going on. Okay, we cooling. And then when it started getting hot and heavy, I was like, okay, I gotta go. I'm gonna let you get some rest now. And I could tell he was a little taken aback that I was just like, okay, I'm gonna go now. But I got up and left. I got up because I was like, we not doing this. And so we're hanging out another time. We in a group setting. So we're all just like talking, laughing, just doing what men and women do in those type of settings. And then we kind of like got close to each other, and he's like, I can't believe you just up and left, whatever. And I was like, well, I'm just not looking for that type of situation. Like I'm not physical or whatever. And he's like, I'm not either. I feel like if that's what I wanted, I could have been did that, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So now I'm thinking like, okay, maybe this could be something, So we're hanging out solo another time. And then, we do what people do. Afterwards, like he kind of ghosted me. And I was just like, and I'm like, like deep breath, like, what is going on here? And I was like, you know what? I'm over it. Like, over it. Like, I don't want to be bothered with this anymore. And so, like I say, just aligning myself with other women and just like picking up on more feminine energy, I'm like, you know what? I need to just focus on myself, build up my own feminine energy, and just not be worried about these men. Like, and since I have told myself that, I've not been physical with anybody, and that was over 5 months ago. I'm just like, it's not a journey for the weak, but at some point we must all do it.
Listen, I've had my share. I get it. I get it. I have definitely not intentionally, but
Yes,
have had my journey of being celibate. So I get it. I get it. And it's fine, like some people, I have some girlfriends that are like, girl, what? How you do that? Like, child, when I was younger, I enough lifetimes, okay? I'm good to go.
Cardi
I'm
B said, hot, ready, like little Caesar.
I'm not doing this with you. I'm not doing this with you. Oh my God. I'm not doing this with you, Crystal. No. So yes, that. So I'm good at this big age, and when the time comes, it'll come. So yeah, that story you just shared is a very well known amongst the women, you know, the women's society. So I get it. I get it. And it's just, you, it feels, especially now, like for somebody to do that, like, what are you doing? Like,
This age.
at this big age, girl, like,
Yes.
you did all that for what? For what? Like,
Or what? Like, you could have
so.
left me alone. I was clearly minding my own black ass
Mind
business.
my own business. Maybe it's the challenge. Maybe it's the challenge for them that,
Maybe.
and then once it's accomplished or whatever, they move on to the next. I don't know, but
But I got
get
weak.
somebody else to do it. Like,
Look,
that's,
I got weak.
you got what?
But I got weak. But a nice looking man, you know, had a nice
Girl,
body on him.
it's all right. It's all right, and ain't nothing wrong with that. And so, even in those type of situations, in my mind, I'm like, okay, I gotta beat you to the punch and just like make it up in my mind, like I'm never gonna see you again. I don't want to speak to you after this. This is a done deal. So then, like, my feelings are not as hurt afterwards, you know? So it's just like it's a game. It's sometimes I just don't want to play it. I don't want to play it.
For sure. And
I like.
know where I am too. Like, I just don't want to play this game.
Exactly.
Right?
I just, like, I'm literally out here fighting for my life. You think I got time for these games out here? Like, I got a lot going on. I mean, you know what I got going on for real. And it's just, I don't have time for that foolishness. Like, I'm playing a balancing act right now. And you think I'm about to add more grief to it? No, no,
Yeah,
thank you.
for sure.
Go get somebody else to do it. Find somebody else to do it. Somebody else to do it because I don't want no part.
So I know that you have been listening to April Mason with her feminine energy coaching on YouTube and TikTok. But what other things have you done to like enhance your feminine energy?
Oh, so I am trying to be intentional about pouring into myself. So something as simple as, because I give a lot, like especially like going above and beyond, like let's say for instance for work, setting up boundaries and like once I'm off of work, I'm off of work, I will see y'all tomorrow and leave the rest of that time for me. So I am trying to, not trying, I'm getting up in the morning and being more intentional about, you know, putting myself together, looking decent, and not, you know, just stepping out looking any kind of way. Cause baby, I won't wear a bonnet unless like I'm getting ready to go somewhere, but I won't like wear a bonnet and just try to put my, be presentable whenever I step out, you know, because you're representing yourself, you know, ultimately, and being intentional about that. And I do try to like go to the nail salon when I can, or you know, getting my feet done. Like that's definitely something. I was trying to do the lashes at one point, but you know, like shit, you know. So I'm like, you know, I'm gonna have to move some stuff around to be able to do that. But those are just something, some things to treat myself, you know, because I work hard. We work hard. And everything does not need to just go like to bills or to other, like, no, let me do something for myself. Okay. And working out and also meditating as well. That has done wonders for me as far as my mindset, especially going into work and dealing with so many different personalities and issues and stuff like that. Meditating has done wonders for me.
That's what's up. And you know, like, I didn't even realize this. Maybe about 2 years ago. Yeah, maybe about 2 years ago. Like, I've been natural since 2012, I want to say. But after, because I did the big chop and I was getting my hair cut, like keeping it short for a few months, but I was going to an actual hairstylist, not like a barber. So she's charging me like $40 every time I'm going like for a wash and just a trim and throw some product in there. And $40 add up, you know. And so I had stopped because I had started letting my hair grow because I'm like, I can't afford $40 every 2 weeks, you know? So I was like, I got to fall back. So for years, I would just, aside from like going maybe once or twice a year to get like a silk press or something, I was never really doing my hair. Like I would just do it myself, and hair is not my ministry. So I would wash, detangle, put some twist in it, or just wear it in a bun for work, you know, whatever. I would wear it in a poof, or I would do wash and goes, but nothing too crazy. But then also, you know, with washing goes ain't really washing goes. Once that shit dried, like it's all tangled and shit on it, it's a struggle trying to tame it. So then it just got to the point where I'm like, I'm just gonna wear a bun. I'm not even gonna worry about wearing my hair out no more. Like I don't wear my hair out no more. Like it's in a bun all the time. Like whether it's on top of my head, in the back of my head. And now that, you know, the rules have gotten a little less strict on the hair, you know, I wear these little knotless braids now, and they are a godsend. But probably before, like in 2021, I had just decided, because I was like, you know what? I'm tired of spending. Like it used to take me 2 hours to do my hair. Now it could take me like 4 hours to do my hair, like just some texture and twist. And I was like, I ain't got that type of time to be sitting here for no 4 hours doing no hair. So I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna pay for somebody to do my hair for me, whatever that looks like. It don't. And then I had found somebody that did natural hairstyles, so I didn't have to just get my hair silk pressed every time I went to the shop. So she do like two strand twists for me, or now that we can wear ponytails, like I would get a ponytail put on. And then it started making my hair more manageable. So even now, like my hair's in a manageable state. Like I can actually work with my hair if I really wanted to. So, because before, child, I would go to the hair salon and they would be like, "When was the last time you combed your hair?" And I'd be like, "Girl, I brush it. That's all I can do. You know, I can't put no comb through this." So, but like doing that, I had did it with the intent of like tired of just looking like I don't care about myself. Like to put some effort into how I look presentable. Which is something like, not that I didn't care about how I look, but sometimes going to work, like, you know, day in and day out, you just be exhausted. You just be, it is what it is. You know, I just don't. I don't. I just want to get out the bed and go. You know, and so I just start putting more effort into getting up and getting ready for the day. Like I have my spurts where I'm in the gym and stuff. Right now, I'm in the gym spurt. I'm going 3 times a week. Every in the mornings, like I also came to the conclusion, like I'm not a morning person, so my preference would be to go to the gym after work. But then the way my schedule is set up, I don't know how my afternoon is gonna look. I don't know if I'm gonna be staying late at work. I don't know if I'm gonna just be so drained from the day that I'm just like, I'm not going to the gym. So I'm like, I have to make a conscious effort every morning, or the mornings I am going to the gym, to just really get up and be like, all right, get up. It's 5 o'clock. You got to be at the gym by 5:30. Like, get up. You know what I'm saying? Like being intentional about the gym. Since I've been in Turkey, I've been wearing makeup more often, just because I am doing more. I mean, it's some days I'd be like, I want to do my makeup, but don't feel like it. I don't feel like it. But you know, just you know, your physical appearance is a big part of like building confidence, building your feminine energy. And so I am, that's one of the things I am working on. And then of course my spiritual relationship with God. But I am going to watch some of the April Mason stuff just so I can see what other stuff she's putting out there. Because like on this journey that I'm on, like it's so much bigger than just, you know, making myself a better person for whoever I'm in a relationship with. It's bringing myself love, it's bringing myself peace. And like when I say I have felt so much better, like I'm not gonna say I haven't been focusing on the man because I have along the way, but like that not being my main focus, you know,
Right.
like just putting more care into myself,
Yep.
and understanding like what are the things that I see for my future. And like, of course, I can make sure I get to where I want to be in my future, you know what I'm saying? But it's just aligning myself for what it is that's in store for me. I feel like a lot of times because of the rigmarole of the day-to-day, you know, grind, like we get into ruts, we look for entertainment in places, certain places that we don't necessarily have to be. But I think you brought up a good example of an option to find prospective men, going to networking events and things like that, because you start to meet different types of people. And especially in the entrepreneurial space these days, like so many people are doing seminars and, you know, work events and that type of thing where those opportunities are there. And so I think when you're going into these spaces, like you should be in you should come presentable, you should come confident, you know what I'm saying? And I think to even be in those rooms, you need to work on yourself so that you can exude those things.
Exactly, absolutely. And you definitely you bring up the whole the networking and the conferences and stuff like that. You definitely want to go to ones that you pay for as well. It makes a difference. It's a difference. I have seen you see the difference when you go to the conferences that you actually have to pay like good money for. And it doesn't have to be super expensive. Like I've been to conferences that are $197, you know, give or take. For some people that can be pretty expensive. But you know, if it's something that you really want to do, do it. It's worth it. It puts you in the rooms. Like the rooms are like night and day. It's like night and day, the caliber of people in general. You know, you don't necessarily want to just go for to find a man or whatnot. There's different
No,
business opportunities.
because I was even going to say, like, you still want to exude those things for business purposes. Like,
Exactly.
do business with somebody who's meek and timid.
Exactly. You hit it right on the head. So, and April talks about that as well. Her focus is, like you say, it's not necessarily for a man. Her focus is to focus on yourself. So that's definitely something that I like about her club and her membership. She has a membership. I think it's like $14. The last time I seen it, it was like $14 or $15 a month, to be a part of her community. And she just, what I've seen, like she's done events as well. I want to say one of the she had a brunch in Atlanta last year. And it was, I want to say it was about $200, and it was just all women. It's all women. She had a guest speaker, and you know, you come dressed up, you come put it like that was a requirement. I wanted to go, but I missed it for some reason. I can't remember what it was that I had going on, but yeah, you're focusing on yourself and you're getting around like-minded women, and that's another beautiful thing about networking. You have to create your new social circle, because then people are going to start to introduce you to people, you know, just based off of what you reflect out into the world. So it comes full circle, and it's a journey. Like I said, I can't say it enough, because the space that you're in now, it's you're comfortable, you know, it's comfortable going and coming to work and being around the same people. You have to be intentional about getting around those type of people.
And so even when you say like the different caliber of people or just an elevated type of, you know, person, it reminds me of going to events within the area that we had lived in. And it was nothing wrong with those events because they were networking events for sure, but I just felt like in those instances, like those people had businesses that would only do well in that specific area. And that area was not the target audience I was looking for. You know what I'm saying? So it was kind of just like I appreciated being invited to the event, but also realizing like in this introspective work that I have been doing, I was not in a space to be in those rooms with people that's paying $200 to go to that brunch or whatever. But if I were to be able to, within the next couple weeks, to have an opportunity to go to something that I had to pay a little money for, like I would feel like I was in a space to go there and, you know, and mingle and interact with people and not feel like, I don't know about this.
It can be uncomfortable. It's definitely, and I do a lot of like YouTube watching, if you will, on networking and marketing and stuff like that. It's going to take more than one visit. It's going to take more than two visits. Like, you are going to have to be intentional, and like you say, you have to be in a good space. You know, it's not going to be comfortable, like I said. But you know, if this is what you want, and you're open to ultimately taking on a new life, because it's going to change your life. Like, all it takes is one conversation to change your life, whether that's business, but maybe that's relationship or whatnot. But you just have to do it. Like, that's, you know, and I'm talking to myself as well, you know, because I will get momentum, like, but then like after a while, it's just kind of like you get stuck back in the rut of doing your day-to-day stuff or whatever. You know, I have a lot going on. So but you want to make contacts and reach out. That's one thing that I have tried to do. I have done. I'm trying to get the word tried out of my vocabulary. Set reminders on my phone to contact somebody weekly that I've met at a network, and just to reach out, hey, how have you been? How's things going? You know, just to exchange, because you're building a rapport, and that's your personal brand as well. You know, like, dang, you know, they don't need to know that you set an alarm or a reminder. You know, just like, you know, this person is really like tapped in and interested in what I got going on. So that's, you know, it takes time to build those relationships, but it's possible. And then before you know it, like, you're the what's they call it when you're the person of the party? What's that word? What's that phrase? Life of the party. Yeah, you're the life of the party, you know, if that's the route you want to go. I will never, like, I gotta be really comfortable for me to be the life of the party. Like, I definitely gotta know everybody for sure. But you know, in those type of settings, like business networking and stuff like that, and before you know it, they'll be inviting you to their yacht or cabin vacation with them and their people and stuff like that, and you're in there then. And so it just takes time.
Yeah, for sure. Like none of this stuff is gonna happen overnight. You know, sometimes we may look at people on social media and think that they got this overnight, but they didn't. You
Child,
know,
don't get started about them people on social media, but yeah.
and even the ones that aren't on social media per se, but the people like the April,
Mason.
yeah, I don't know why I could keep. Can't never, but yes, April, like people like April Mason or even Dr. Umar or whatever, like they didn't just pop overnight. They didn't following just overnight. Like they had to work at it and keep at it. And, you know, eventually it just looked like one day they popped up and they had all these views, you know, but in actuality, they've been at this for a while. We can't compare our journey to what the next person's journey looks like. And so I am appreciative. Like people are asking me, like, how are my goals going? Like the personal goals I have set for myself are definitely doing well. Professionally, like my regular job, professional is hectic, it's busy, I'm exhausted. You know what I'm saying? And so I really do have to find the energy to focus on business stuff. And so when it comes to this podcast or whatever, like the guest I had on last week, I guess people were telling her like she need to start a podcast, you know, whatever. And she's like, you don't realize like how much work goes into having a podcast. Like, you know, speaking from the perspective of you're actually using video in your, you know, for your platform, whatever. Like that costs money. Having a location to record, that costs money. You know, like there is a whole production team needed to do these big projects. And it's a lot that goes into podcasting. Like when podcasting first started, it was you just need a microphone and a microphone and record and you good. And it's elevated to a different level. And I'm still on the you just need a microphone status, you know?
I feel you. I feel you.
And for as long as I have been doing this podcast, like it's been a labor of love. Like there's no monetary gain from this. You know, I'm just doing this because this is what I enjoy doing. But hopefully, my intention when I originally moved back to the States was to get into the city and network with people. And I just wasn't in a space to do that at the but I do think like I had a lot of work to do on myself and I didn't realize it at that time. And so I now is the time that I am working on myself. And so like I definitely need to set goals. Like I have a year and a half left until I come back to the States. And so I'm like, I just need to start writing down my goals. Like, what is it that I want to achieve? You know, once I get back or set in motion, once I get back, when it comes to this podcast, like, so that it can progress, because this is something that I want to be a product or something that people want to listen to, more people want to listen to.
I'm so proud of you, because I know we had a conversation some time back, and you had your thoughts about what you wanted to do with the podcast. You had your trying to figure it out, and I'm so glad and I'm so honored as well that you asked me to be on your podcast. Like you said, like keep going. Keep going. Like I love, love, love when people are walking in what they're passionate about. And it's hard, like you said, like with work, because work pays the bills. So we have to do it, if we want to keep a roof over our head. But it's not what we're passionate about. And it still takes our energy as well. So coming home after work, it's a challenge. It is a challenge. So the fact that you were doing this, like, don't even get me started. Once I found out your situation about where you are right now, and what time it is, it's a lot of work, and I definitely appreciate you. So keep going. Keep going, Crystal. Please, please, please.
I appreciate you too. Like I enjoy every time we talk. I know you're
Yes.
busy, but I love
Girl.
catch-ups.
Girl, I'm fighting for my life out here.
But you are dope. You are so dope. I love that you were able to come on and have this conversation. Because it's another facet of taking care of yourself. And it's something that not a lot of people think about. You just like, you know, I gotta get to the gym. I gotta eat healthy. I gotta, you know, get my hair and nails done. But there is a mindset that goes along with those things as well. And I think the feminine energy is the term I wanna put towards doing all of these things because we're doing it for ourselves. We're not doing it for anybody else. Like to live a healthy lifestyle is something you have to decide to do on your own. To present a good, you know, present something well to the people that you interact with, like that's for you. It's not for anybody else, you know?
Yes, you better say. Look, can I do a shout out right quick, right fast? I've got to do a shout out to a good friend of mine. I just met her a couple of months ago. She is my spiritual advisor. I would love to shout this young lady out. Saria with soulliberation.org. Man, let me tell you, like, This is the first time that I've ever done something like this, you know, especially with my background growing up, like super religious and all these things, right? So this is a spiritual aspect of it, and she did a reading on me, and the things that she came back to me about, like who I am, I'm just like, there's no way she would have known that about me. You know, she was just, you know, she came back with so many different messages and guidance as far as what I needed to do. She's just like, you're not standing in your true power. You're out of alignment. The powers that be are trying to figure out what's taking you so long, because you know you have a mission that you need to be on. And it was very powerful. It was actually very emotional to go through that, because I know like what I do at my 9 to 5 is beneath me, if you will. You know, it's just time. And she also said, she was like, you're holding on to something that you need to let go, because there's other things that's ready for you to see, but you're so busy holding on to it. So yeah, I was like, oh my goodness, like why would she even know that, you know? So yeah, it was a very powerful thing to go, so to go through and to do. So I encourage anybody who wants to tap in and get some messages, do it, do it, do it. And I was nervous, like I said, like my background, like growing up was different, you know. My mom would probably blow a gasket if she knew, like, you know, but I'm just open to receive, you know, spiritual guidance. And so yeah, it really set me on a path of, all right, this is what you need to do. She gave me some things to say over the next couple of days to reaffirm and realign my subconscious to get me into alignment with the things that I know what I need to do. I know it. She was like, you feel it. You know what you're supposed to do. You know, like the cycle that you're in, it's time for you to break away, but it's something that's keeping you from doing it. And she also, you know, stated that, and you're hiding, like there's something, like you're not showing up for yourself like you should be. So step into that. And like you asking me to do this podcast is perfect, you know, to like show up. And she was like, we need to see more of you on social media as well. I'm like, no. Like, I will help y'all all day do whatever it is that y'all need to do. But when it comes to me, I'm like, ooh, I don't
Now that you bring up what your services are, why don't you tell the kinky group what your services are?
Oh, goodness, I wasn't ready. So I am a brand strategist and photographer, and I help women of color cultivate their personal brand online. So I mean, it's a few different tasks, a lot of branding and marketing stuff, but you know, headshots, pictures, branding strategies and stuff like that, especially for social media management, social media strategy within itself, and helping get your brand out there, increasing the awareness and stuff like that. Like that is my first love. Like that, doing that warms my heart. Like when I see Dominique Murray, shout out to Make It Happen, sis. You know, when she does her things and she shares that flyer with me of a headshot that I took of her, that warms my heart. You know, like, you know, girl, you go out there and do that. You know, I've had other people, you know, especially like podcasts or whatever flyers, they have headshots because I was able to help them with that, you know, and it really reflects who they are. So I have a girl now. I think I took her headshots like 5 or 6 years ago. I'm like, girl, if you don't read, it doesn't even have to be me. It does not have to be me to be your photographer. Update your headshot. She's like, girl, no, these are it. But that warms my heart and it makes me feel good. And if I could do that full time, it's my 9 to 5. Oh, y'all gonna be able to do that soon.
I wish I had got the opportunity to let you do my headshots for me before
But
I.
we'll do it. We'll do it. Don't you worry about a thing.
Sure. But I will say the most recent headshots that I have taken, like, I am so in love with them.
Okay.
I feel like the photographer really understood lighting. So there's like in the pictures, they don't look as dry or lifeless as in terms of color, You know what I'm saying? So I feel like you really see like me,
I
you know,
love
like
that.
the warmth in my skin.
I love that. Have
So
you published them?
I it's on my Instagram.
Okay, I was about to say I'm terrible. Like, yeah, I'm gonna have to go take a look. See, and that's another thing. I'm not on Instagram. Like, I gotta do better. I'm gonna do better, y'all. I'm gonna do better. I'm gonna get out there.
But it was one picture. I'm actually waiting on him to send me the edited photos of the ones that I chose, and I chose a lot, so
Okay. Oh, so these are recent. This is a recent.
yeah, I
Oh,
think
okay.
like 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
And you
please
know what? Like, I feel like I had been so in my head about starting this podcast back up because, you know, I was talking about doing something like changing the format of the show or whatever. And so I was just like, oh, like, you know, me and Missy were talking about ways to get started. So I had like ordered this outfit. I wanted to do like a podcast relaunch party. And I never got the outfit. And then I had ordered some stuff for photos or was talking about, oh, I need to get my hair done. Like just coming up with all these things to be like, I can't do it, you know? So like I set the date for the photos. Whatever I ordered did not look right. And I ended up just wearing something I already had. And the pictures turned out perfect. And I was just like, he was doing the most.
It'd be like that. I get it. I get it. And that's something that I struggle with as well. Like I'm a perfectionist, and Saria did get me together on that too. Like I've got to just execute. Like this whole planning phase, you've got to just execute.
Like
Like do the
you,
best you can. Say again.
I'm like this at my regular 9 to 5 too. Like
Okay.
I'll be working on something and then something will come up and it'll just be like a roadblock. And then I just be sitting there like with the blank face, like, and then I start scrolling on social media. Then I get sidetracked. And then before I know it, the end of the day has come and I'm just like,
Girl.
you know what? Let me come back to this first thing in the morning when I can think straight.
I feel you. I feel you 1,000%. I'm the same way. I'm the same way. I'm the same way. Especially like I work better in the morning, like first thing in the morning, that's when my brain is the freshest. After lunch is not so much, you know, depending on how much brain power I gotta put towards a project. It's like, maybe I should just kind of like just make notes of what I need to work on tomorrow morning. So I get it. I get it. It's a challenge. It is a challenge. It is a challenge.
Okay, so I think we kikied a whole lot today, and I'm happy that we did because I did for sure. And I would love for you to come back on the show, and also I would like let's talk. But and then I would like to get your spiritual advisor's information, and you can come on the show as well and speak that aspect of it. Like I am open to hearing like what that's about. So
Oh my goodness, Crystal. Yeah, it was a very powerful. I was not expecting our session to. She talked to me. The session was about an hour and a half, and she was just pouring into me all the messages that she, the messages, the guidance, where I'm stuck at. So I can't wait. I cannot wait to tell her. Yes, absolutely. I hope she is open to it, which I'm sure she is, but you know, definitely want to refer her. I would love to. Yes, I'm excited.
yes, and so I know you're not big on social media. But
Not yet, anyway, not yet, but she did, like she's holding me accountable. She's like, all right, like what's up?
okay. You still have your photography website or?
Okay, so I do, but the easiest way to find anything that I have going on is to go to shanikasmiley.com, and all my links are there in some way, form, or fashion. But yes, yeah, shanikasmiley, .com, or I'm on Instagram as Shanika Smiley. I don't know if you need me to spell it out or.
It's because it's SHE.
Yeah, it's different. It's SHEE. NICA Smiley SMILEY.com. So yeah, that's where all my stuff is. I'm updating it constantly because, like I said, after my session, I was like, all right, I gotta get my stuff up because I've had the website for years and there was like a little something something there, but it's like, all right, let's do some updates. Say again.
I gotta get my website back popping too.
It's a process. So what I try to do is just to like just do one thing a day, like. All
Right.
right, add this. Let me put a blurb here. So, because in my mind, I'm just like, okay, anytime I want to update my website, I need to just sit down for hours and just update the whole thing and be done. Like, no, like Rome wasn't built in a day. So allow yourself some grace and get out there and do it. So,
Okay. Well, I appreciate you for coming on the show. And as
yay.
always, I appreciate y'all for tuning in and listening. And until next time, bye.